You're listening to the Life Unlocked podcast, brought to you by Game Quitters. Your hosts, James and Mattis, will be talking all things personal development without taking ourselves too seriously. We speak from personal experience and years of passion to bring you advice about everything from creativity and focus to quitting technology and lifting weights. With guest interviews and casual conversations, be sure to find something you enjoy, whether you're listening in your car or in the shower. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to episode 9 of the Life Unlocked podcast. As always, I'm your host, James. And today we're going to be talking about something that wouldn't be out of place at a fit tea convention full of millennial white women. And that's this idea of the law of attraction, or how to attract things in your life just by changing your thinking, by visualizing your success coming to life. So, what is the law of attraction? A lot of people have different meanings for this, but generally it's that whatever you think and whatever you put out into the world is what you become. And so you can use this to bring to life your visions, your goals, money, relationships, all these kind of things. If you project out into the world that you want these and that you're going to get them, you will eventually get them. I've heard people using the law of attraction in different ways, and in my opinion, there's definitely a right and a wrong way. So, most people, they read a book like The Secret, or they read about a blog on the law of attraction and sign up to all the Facebook groups and download the workbooks and law of attraction manifesto and all that stuff, and they just expect things to happen. They think that just by imagining themselves sitting on a beach drinking cocktails, that magically in 5 years they're going to be drinking pina coladas in the Caribbean. But in reality, the people who succeed with the law of attraction use visualization to manifest that desire and passion to take action every day with determination on the goals that will get you to where you want to be. Whereas one person will see this goal of being on a beach and think that to get there, they have to imagine themselves on the beach every day. Another person will think, right, in order to get to a point where I can lie on the beach, I need to have a certain amount of money or freedom through a business or a job in some cases. And in order to get there, I need to develop these skills and make this much money and do this and this and this every day until I get there. Instead of trying to create something out of nothing, which is physically impossible, just based on the laws of the universe, you can't create energy from nothing. It can only be converted from one form to the other. The same goes for this. You can use the energy you get from visualization to fuel your passion and desire to get to where you want to be, but you can't just create that life without putting in any work. That being said, how do you actually go about using it effectively? I love visualization. I don't really refer to it as the law of attraction. I prefer visualization. When I do it, I do a specific approach to it. It should go without saying that you can't just visualize loads of different things and keep changing what you want to do, where you want to be. So I have this vision of me in my dream house, in an amazing and beautiful part of the world, with great family, a lot of money, nice car, working on, and that's my main focus. I have other things that I visualize, certain lifestyle aspects, so doing particular things in my life, traveling to specific places in the world, meeting certain people, and doing different things. When I have those key visions in my mind, I don't suddenly start thinking, oh, actually, no, I want my goal to be this instead. And so instead of a beautiful house and family and all that stuff, it's now to go and live in in a hut in the north of Canada with a trapper. I don't know. That's such a far out dream. Although it did actually almost become a reality for me. I did have the opportunity to work and live with a trapper for 6 months in the Yukon in Canada. But that's a different story. That's a story for another time. So when you have this vision in place, you need to work out what the most effective route for you is to get from where you are to where you want to be. What are the goals you can accomplish that will fulfill that for you? Is it making £10,000 a month passively through a business? If so, how do you get to that? Is it having enough money in investments that you don't need to worry about your income from jobs? You can just rely on your passive wealth. Or maybe it's a particular type of freedom. So maybe you don't need so much money. You just need the freedom, similar to what I'm doing now, working in Thailand as a digital nomad. I don't earn a huge amount of money, but it's free. I can travel Asia and I can do what I want. I've got the freedom to be where I want to be. So you have to work out what's valuable for you and work out how you can get there. We've done podcast episodes on building certain skills, which I'd highly recommend. I'll put a link to it in the description of the podcast. And basically, the fastest route for most people is to develop a skill that can pay you well and that you can scale up in the future with your own business. So for example, if your goal is to make £2,000 a month through your freelance writing service, perhaps you can start by getting some clients, building up monthly retainers, and then transition into larger clients that you work with. You can accomplish that with one or two clients and 20 to 40 hours a week of work, really simply. Not easy. There's a difference between simple and easy. And once you have that process mapped out, those goals, it's just a case of working on them, taking action, staying focused and determined and disciplined, and working a little bit every single day until you get to where you want to be. And it's difficult at the start to take action, but if you don't, you're just going to look back in a year or two or three at this moment where you thought that you take the easy way out and carry on living the life you're living instead of putting the work in to follow through. Sure, you have these visualizations of amazing things you want to do, but are you willing to put the work in, to take action, and to stay determined to maintain that path that you've set out for yourself? Because at the end of the day, that's all you have to do. Once you have that path, just follow it. And within however many years or months, you will eventually get there if you stick to the map that you've laid out for yourself. In theory, it sounds incredibly easy. Just follow it and you'll be fine. But in reality, it's a lot more difficult than that. There are speed bumps and hurdles and struggles and days where you want to quit and go back to whatever you were doing before. But just try to keep that vision in your head of where you want to be. But that is what the visualizations are for. It keeps you focused on that end goal. It's a tool to push you, to make you passionate, to light that fire inside of you to pursue this path and achieve your goals and do all the things you want to do. It's not something to automatically do it for you. That's hopefully the message that I've put across, that visualizations and vision boards and law of attraction, it's not something that automatically brings amazing things into your life. It's something that you use to keep you going, to keep you focused, to remind you of why you're on this journey, of why you're doing what you're doing. And at the end of the day, that's all there is to it. That's what's important to remember, that end goal, just as long as you decide to take action. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, peace.